Let's go to Aaron McMahon, MLive.com, Michigan insider. He's standing by on Big Ten Championship Week here on the Huge Radio Network as we broadcast from our flagship station, 96.1 The Game in downtown GR. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm well, Bill. How about yourself?
Good, man. When the I think all the other awards I've heard kind of fit, but the Coach of the Year, not that I have a problem with it, but I think Harbaugh had a better Big Ten resume, personally.
I'm in the same kind of boat. I think both were certainly worthy and deserving. I'm perfectly fine with Mel getting it. You know, if you look at his total resume, I mean, in a way, if you look at last year, Michigan and Michigan State were in very similar situations. They both had tough years, both had two wins. You know, up until, you know, through 9 or 10 weeks of this season, I think it was a runaway Mel Tucker. He did a very good job of transforming that program, took a bunch of transfers, turned them into a Big Ten contender. Not only that, but has a Heisman Trophy candidate at running back. I wasn't surprised to see the results. I wouldn't have been surprised to see, because keep in mind, too, there's two different Coach of the Year awards, one from the media and one from the coaches themselves. Mel won both of those. I was kind of expecting Jim and Mel to kind of split that, but at the end of the day, I have no problem with the final result either.
All right, let's move on. The game Saturday night, from last Saturday, shake that emotion, maybe tunnel it, bottle it. Here's Michigan bumping up on the DraftKings Sportsbook app board. Now an 11.5-point favorite. Iowa, one of the worst offenses, second worst in the Big Ten through 12 games. A solid defense, top three defense. I sense this could be a lower scoring game than most think. I like Michigan. How are you breaking down the Hawkeyes and the Wolverines?
Yeah, I think the matchup, it's a good matchup for Michigan because they're going to try and run the football, try and move on the ground, kind of look what you saw against Ohio State. Iowa is a very good defense. They like to force a lot of turnovers, force a lot of mistakes, but a lot of that comes through the air. And as we all know, Michigan's MO game plan isn't necessarily to throw the ball first. They're going to try and establish a run. So I think if they're able to do that again on Saturday, I don't think they have much of an issue against Iowa. But I do agree with you. It's probably going to be a relatively low-scoring game. I think you're going to see a lot of punts, a lot of drives not ending in points. I think the spread's probably a tad too big. I wouldn't be surprised if this game ends, you know, in closer to a touchdown. But this certainly matches up well for Michigan, just from a schematic standpoint. I don't see them having much of an issue. The big question, you kind of hit on it, is how they rebound from last week, because they were, you know, at a euphoric high Saturday night and a Sunday. You know, we spoke to the players yesterday and Jim Harbaugh, and they were still talking about that win, and rightfully so. But they also acknowledge too they have to turn the page really quickly. So we're going to see how they bounce back. From a high perspective, I don't think you can get any bigger than what happened on Saturday. But they're going to have to try and channel that. And you're right, trying to bottle that up and get a similar result against Iowa.
I don't really think the bounce back effort will be lacking, because you're playing for a Big Ten championship and you're playing with a win for a spot in the college football playoffs. So there's actually more on the line on Saturday night, and I think those players will understand it. Aaron McMahon, he follows everything Michigan football 24/7 at MLive.com, joining us on the Meyer guest line. What's your prediction in the game?
I think it's relatively close. I don't see Michigan getting out to too big of a lead just by way of how both of these teams play. As I said, I don't think you're going to see a lot of points scored, but I think Michigan probably ends up winning this game by a touchdown or so. I think they're control the clock. I think they're going to control most of the tempo in the game. I don't see them having much of an issue. It would surprise me if Iowa comes out quick. It's a game Michigan should and probably will win. But you know, as I said, you know, they've never been in this. They haven't been. Keep in mind, they haven't been in this situation under Jim Harbaugh. They're coming off their first win over Ohio State. They haven't been to the Big Ten title game yet. So I'm really curious to see how they look on Saturday, how revved up they are, because we know they're going to be. But sometimes when you're too revved up, you can come out flat. And as we've seen from this Iowa team, they've been up and down all season long. They looked like a top five team early on. They fizzled for a while, and they've had this. They made this kind of late season run to try and to win the Big Ten West and get into this game. So they're no slouches. They play very good defense. They like to force a lot of turnovers and force a lot of disruption. And if they can get, force a turnover or two, it could certainly be a close game come Saturday.
You can follow Aaron McMahon at Michigan Football at MLive.com. Aaron, thanks for the update. Enjoy your trip down to Indy.
Yep, thanks.
All right, there he is, Aaron McMahon.